Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Winston Churchill said, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who sees opportunities for her people and her clients. Today's Playmaker has been named a DCEO Magazine Power Broker 5 times and a DCEO Magazine 2020 Dallas 500 Influential Business Leader. With us today is a partner who has a passion for serving clients and believes good things happen when you work hard, stay positive, and create your own luck. This great Playmaker is Kathy Permenter, co-founding partner of Younger Partners. Kathy serves as co-managing partner and has a proven track record of creating value for her clients. Kathy is responsible for leasing select assignments and the overall performance of the property leasing team. She attributes her real estate success to her CPA background, years of transaction experience, and a passion to exceed her clients' expectations. Younger Partners is a full-service boutique commercial real estate firm providing investment, leasing, and management services to investors and tenants in the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Since its founding in April 2012, Younger Partners has grown from its two original partners to over 90 employees responsible for 8 million square feet of properties in the DFW market. Kathy has a passion for serving clients. She creates a team atmosphere and has tremendous energy that she brings to everything she does. She's one of the heavy hitters in DFW commercial real estate and has accomplished that with tenacity and grit. Well, good. I'm glad to hear you have that. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, Kathy.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, too. Well, you have an MBA from SMU. You have your bachelor's, a BBA from Texas Christian University. You have that in accounting as a CPA. So the first question is, how did you end up in commercial real estate?
Well, I actually got through with my accounting degree at TCU. And then went and worked at Arthur Andersen for 2 years in public accounting in the tax department and decided that I really wasn't flourishing there. I had made a decision at that point. I went and talked to my dad and I said, am I not supposed to really love my job and love what I'm doing? And my dad said, you absolutely should be loving what you're doing day to day. If that's not for you, you need to go ahead and move on. And so to get out of accounting, I went to the SMU MBA program and didn't know for sure what I was going to do from there. And I took all classes except accounting classes, and included in that was a real estate class. And my father also has a background in sales. He was international pharmaceutical sales, so that was in the back of my mind. Maybe I might go into pharmaceutical sales. But there were three major people from Trammell Crow Company that came on site to SMU, to the MBA program at SMU, and interviewed, and that was Barry Henry and Pryor Blackwell and Chuck Anderson. They came on campus, and that was in 1988, which was not a great time to be interviewing to get into the real estate business in Dallas-Fort Worth. But they gave me an opportunity, and I realized that sales was for me. And I could do that job in commercial real estate. And so from the very beginning, I had this opportunity to start in the retail division of Trammell Crow Company in 1988. And from first day on, I made way more money in commercial real estate than I ever would have made in accounting, even in the terrible years of the late 80s.
But you had a better time doing it, too.
I had a great time doing it. We had a great team, and you know, part of being in the retail business was out cold calling. So cold calling was similar to shopping in retail a little bit because you're trying to meet the owners of all the different retailers out in the marketplace. And so part of that is walking in and kind of getting to know the store and then getting to know the owner. And so it was just a fantastic role for me to start.
So it turned out being a personality thing.
It did.
Your personality lends itself more toward being with people and more outgoing than being in the accounting business.
100%. And there is much more of a team concept in commercial real estate. I think some people might be out there, you know, charging their own way by themselves. But I think to really be successful in commercial real estate, you surround yourself with great people and you become a team with the people you're working with.
Then why accounting in the first place?
Well, I took bookkeeping in high school, and I just thought, this is easy. And I thought this will be a great way to get a job out of college. And so accounting came very easy to me. I excelled well in college. And then I had an internship between my junior and senior year of college, and it was an internal audit at a company in Kansas City. And I came out of there thinking, I do not want to do audit. So I came back my senior year thinking, okay, I'm going to move over and do tax accounting. That's going to be way better. So I took all tax classes my senior year at TCU and did tax accounting. I do firmly believe tax accounting was much more interesting than audit. But even then, it's a background, like I said, that the numbers come fairly easy to me. And I thought I could excel in, but what I realized is that sitting behind a desk and doing those numbers day in, day out is not really where the long-term excelling was going to be.
And I can see how understanding the numbers and your background in accounting has helped you dramatically in commercial real estate.
Absolutely. There is, you know, just as far as looking at all the numbers and understanding, because my passion has been working with the owners of office buildings and the owners of any building, retail, industrial, is working with the owners. And so they are looking at it as an investment. And everybody's looking at their investment a little bit differently. Some people are looking at it as long-term holds. Some people are looking at to sell in 3 years. So the way you structure deals and the way you analyze deals are completely different in based on the scenario of the goals of the ownership.
Well, one of the things I said at the very beginning is you're optimistic and you have a lot of optimism, which brings me to culture at Younger Partners. How did you develop, or why did you develop the culture the way it is at your firm?
Culture is very important. I've worked at several different real estate firms in the Dallas area. And what we wanted to create was a collaborative environment, teamwork, and someplace where people wake up, they're, you know, not every day do you want to come to work. We get it. But for the most part, you're excited to be here. You're excited to see the people here. You're excited to, you don't know where your day is going to go. And this is where you want to be for something that's good is going to happen in your life.
What excites you when you wake up in the morning about commercial real estate and Younger Partners?
What excites me almost every day is that I know I'm not sure exactly where my day is going completely. And there is that unknown piece that excites me. I love it. I get up. You don't know what a phone call you're going to make or a phone call you're going to receive is going to change your whole year potentially or your whole direction. And so I've had some of those phone calls, and it's just great. So that's what you don't know. And every day there is that possibility. That's what's going to happen.
Well, you got back in the real estate. You got into the real estate business, you said 1988, which was still more the beginning for women getting into commercial real estate. So what advice would you have for women that want to get into the commercial real estate arena?
I would tell women today that this is the best time ever to be in commercial real estate. There is still the majority of people doing brokerage work in Dallas. There is still a majority of it being male. But I think not only is corporate America, institutions, everyone is looking for diversity, diverse team, and women do a great job in this role, and it does give you some flexibility. I mean, even with kids, even with children, you've got time that you can go and spend with your children and work your day around. Not everything can be planned, but as long as, and this goes back to the whole team, you're working on a team, the diversity of the team is important, and I say, if you've got a personality, especially for brokerage, that can, that you can feel confident on a commission basis, which is challenging for the majority of the population, but if there is a drive for being a salesperson, that commercial real estate is one of the best industries to be in.
I'm going to ask a question. I believe I know the answer to it. I want to hear from you. Did you find it difficult to break into commercial real estate, 33 years ago when you started?
Actually, I guess I had blinders on because I didn't realize what sort of a male-dominated industry I was stepping into.
You didn't know what you didn't know.
I didn't. That's right. So, and I have loved it. I love working with everyone, with female, male, throughout my entire life. It was very male-dominated when I came in. I mean, because I think about that first fight night that I went to. Substantially different atmosphere than fight night is today.
I'll bet it was. This is a quotation from an article that I read about you. It said, I ignored a lot of the noise that might bother other people. I never looked at it as if there's a problem or an issue being a female. I think it's partially to do with attitude. How does attitude fit in, not necessarily because you're a female, but in the commercial real estate business?
Your attitude is very important in commercial real estate because there are going to be days where you get fired on something, a deal doesn't work out, deals collapse. You have to look at what has happened, take count of what you could have maybe done different, but you've got to let that go and move forward. And your attitude has to be positive and in a positive direction. And I think being positive is what makes people also want to be around you more. And
attitude is all about attracting to you like a magnet what you're thinking about. And by not focusing on the negatives, you're attracting more of the positive. And you never know how a deal is going to go. You never know how someone's going to feel or how you're reacting to them, especially if they're working with some other broker too. So apparently your attitude has pulled a lot of business your way. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Yes.
Well, you're actually in your second career in real estate. You started in 1988, but you took off 6 years to stay at home and raise your twin boys. How did you feel, with two questions here, how did you feel being out of real estate for 6 years, and how did you feel getting back into it after spending time with your children?
I loved my time being an at-home mom. Even during that time, I kept my real estate license, and I kept in touch with my clients that I had put into business or that I had done their leases. I kept in touch with them over that entire time that I stayed home. And when the decision, like every single point, every single thing in my life was directing me to go back to work, and at that point, I didn't know whether I wanted to stay in retail, go move to office, move to tenant rep, move to investment sales. And so the opportunity came to go focus on the office leasing business. And when I looked around at all the people that I had been sitting next to back in 1994 when my twin boys were born, all those people were now leaders of companies, owners of companies. It was amazing the run-up and the time that I missed from 95 until right after 9/11 is when I started back in the business. But that was a great real estate run in Dallas-Fort Worth. And so everyone had made huge advances in their career. So once again, you kind of have to, okay, you're stepping back in, but you're stepping back in and reacclimating yourself. But at that point, then you've got to ignore where everybody else has stepped up. The one piece that I will say I missed during that time was building those relationships because I was home with the boys, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
But as you said, you kept those relationships.
Some of those relationships.
Going.
But there were some relationships where even today I look and I'm like, if I had been working during those times, I know that my relationship with some of the other people in the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate community, I would have gotten to know better. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
On the other hand, as you said, you would have missed an awful lot.
Yes.
By not spending those 6 years with your kids.
Yes.
And that was something that helped you mentally too. Let's jump ahead to 2012. You started a business with your partner. By the way, we are speaking with Kathy Permenter. She is co-founding partner at Younger Partners. Their website is youngerpartners.com. How did you meet your partner, and how and why did you start this business?
Well, interestingly enough, when I came back into the business world right after 9/11, I started at a company, and Moody Younger was there. However, even when I started back at work, I had made a stipulation where my request was, I want to come to work, but I want to take my kids to school, and I want to pick them up from school, and then I'll finish my job at home, at, you know, later in the closet a lot of times while they're practicing piano. So that's originally where I met Moody Younger, was there. But at the time, I didn't know him very well, because at work, when you're not there for the end of day, kind of when everybody's winding down and getting, that's when people are a little bit more open about just building relationships, you know, building, you know, understanding where everybody's coming from, and, you know, people go out for a beer or whatever. I wasn't part of any of that. So at that point, Moody had left that company and gone on to another company in 2004, and I was getting ready to make a change. And so Moody just, it was by fluke. We were at lunch one day, and he knew that I was getting ready to make a change. He called, and so from that point on, that's when I went and worked with him at Grubb & Ellis. And he gave me that same flexibility so that I could take my kids to school and pick them up at the end of the day. But eventually, it just kind of grew. Our business grew, and as a team, we grew our team, all on the agency leasing side. Some of those clients that we joined in with in 2004, 2005 are still our clients today.
Well, two things I'm thinking about as you said that. This is one of the best businesses to be in the world, where you have, you can take care of your personal things, and it doesn't necessarily interfere with working. You make that up later in the day, or you can move things around. But the question I want to ask you is, you went from just the two of you to 90 people in your firm. What was it you looked for in people as you grew from almost nothing to 90?
We look for people that, well, we definitely have a very diverse group of people, I think anyone here would say. But what we look for is drive, responsibility, attitude, teamwork, the willingness to everybody row the boat the same direction. We came in with somewhat of an idea and somewhat of a plan, but you can't make your plan in commercial real estate and develop the way. We had to seek out opportunities as they came about. We joined in with Novus, which is a land group, which is our land group, and they joined in with us 3 years ago. And it has been such a great union with our land team. And that opportunity just came about at a lunch one day. So you've got to be listening. And we've had that opportunity with several people that have joined us. And because we're a boutique firm, so you've got an umbrella when you're at the bigger companies, the JLLs, the CBs. So at Younger Partners, you've got to be willing to have that entrepreneurial spirit. And they're, you know, you've got to figure out how things are going to work. A lot of things are not just handed to you, or, you know, people aren't calling. You're going out and making the calls.
Again, it comes back to the attraction. Having the right kind of attitude, not only do you attract the business to yourself and what you need to do, but you're also attracting the right kind of people too. Because it's if you have an antenna coming up, and because you're focusing on something, you pick up things you wouldn't have known otherwise. And I think you'd probably agree with that.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
Who or what inspires you on a daily basis?
Well, my overall is my faith, is what inspires me deep down in my heart. And then the people around me are who inspire me. And so that changes throughout the day. At work, I'm lucky. I feel very fortunate to have a great partner with Moody. We talk a lot about how we're growing the business, what are the next steps, and we want to be the best boutique real estate company in Dallas-Fort Worth. A lot of the boutiques have already been bought out by some of the larger firms. Then when I get home, it's my special needs niece, and it's my children, and my mother, who is in town as well. So I have a lot of family that inspires me.
You used the word luck a little while ago. You're a big believer in creating your own luck. How did that develop, or is that just innate within you?
Creating your own luck is getting out there and putting yourself in situations and just being present, I guess, is where that really stands out. You've got to be present. And being present creates something that's going to happen. Kind of like a little tornado, maybe.
Before we started, we were talking about the Dallas-Fort Worth market. And I was talking about how positive I was about commercial real estate. What are your thoughts on the current office market in the North Texas area?
I think that the office market will gain strength towards the end of the year. We still have a lot of companies that haven't sent their people back to their office. And so that's still affecting movement and growth here. I think Dallas is sitting in a great position to gain companies from Chicago, New York, California primarily, but this is such a wonderful pro-business environment here in Texas, and Dallas particularly with the infrastructure, with our roads and our airport and schools. I feel very confident that the office market will continue to grow. We think that even through this pandemic, that the long-term stay-at-home might be in that 10 to 15% range. So companies still are going to have the best productivity out of their people overall at the office.
Well, I said as before, you've been in the business for over 30 years. What has been your greatest accomplishment?
My greatest accomplishment really would be starting this company, and it was probably the biggest move that I've made is starting this company and not having, you know, an umbrella of a boss or anything. So that's been great. I will say it's been fun to see how we can grow, but it was a big step for me, and I'm very excited where we sit today.
With listeners having heard what you had to say, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, I have the best cell phone number in the city. It's 214-616-1234.
I can't think of anything better than that or easy to remember. And your website again?
Is youngerpartners.com.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it.
With the attitude you have no chance of losing. You have every chance of winning, and you keep attracting to yourself. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Again, we've been speaking with Kathy Permenter. Kathy is co-founding partner of Younger Partners. This has been a terrific show. Thank you to all of us all of you for listening to us. Join us again at Playmakers Talk Show, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com. We're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.